AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Perry, Iowa, outside Des Moines, Sheriff Adam Infante says they got a call this morning of a shooting at Perry High School.
An officer first arrived within 7 minutes of that activation and located multiple gunshot victims. We're still unclear of exactly how many are injured or what the extent of those are, but we're working on that right now.
Infante says there is no further danger to the public. The community is safe. He wouldn't go into detail. He also said the timing of the shooting was crucial.
School didn't start yet, luckily, so there was very few students and faculty in the building, which I think contributed to a good outcome in that sense.
This was the students' first day back in classes after their annual winter break. A sheriff's deputy in Georgia has been killed after being struck by another law enforcement vehicle during a police chase that crossed into Alabama. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump pressed to have special counsel Jack Smith's team held in contempt, saying the prosecutors had taken steps to advance the 2020 election interference case against him in violation of a judge's order last month that temporarily put the case on hold. A claim of responsibility for the bombings in Iran that killed at least 84 people circulated among jihadists online, with the attack being attributed to the Islamic State group. A father and son in Texas has been charged in the killings of an 18-year-old pregnant woman who disappeared before Christmas and her boyfriend. The Vatican is insisting there's nothing heretical in the recent move by Pope Francis to allow priests to bless same-sex couples. In a 5-page statement, the Holy See's Office to Safeguard Doctrinal Orthodoxy expressed understanding that some bishops' conferences in the world need more time for pastoral reflection on the pontiff's formal approval of such blessings. This is AP News. Bundle up along the East Coast.
A winter storm system traveling across the nation is expected to dump snow and freezing rain on parts of the East Coast this weekend. So who's going to get what? We ask the National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
There is some uncertainty with regards to the track, especially as it moves further to the north, which could have significant impacts on the amount and the location of the snowfall that is expected to occur across portions of the northern mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Forecasters say before it's all over, this storm will have moved through Colorado and New Mexico and into Texas and the southeast before moving up the East Coast, getting stronger before reaching New England, and then moving out into the Atlantic by Monday morning. I'm Rita Foley.
Extremely cold temperatures compounded by gale-force winds and snow wreaked havoc across the Nordic region. Thousands are without power, while others brave the cold for hours stuck in their cars. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.